Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year?
Welcome back to it. Good to have you along for the conversation here at the Steve Gruber Show. And speaking of the conversation, we extend the invitation to you pretty much every day to give a call on the DTE Common Sense Hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Earl took the cue. He's in Tennessee checking in. Earl, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to know how y'all got such a learned, common sense governor in Michigan. Because, to me, she hit on two things. Poverty is just something of a bad break. But racism, that is a moral issue. And so if she don't know the difference, then God help y'all.
I appreciate it, Earl. Greatly appreciate you checking in. The DTE Common Sense Online, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. It's a moral issue. There's truth to that, for sure. If you missed it yesterday, I want to give another comment here before we shift gears in a moment. But if you missed it yesterday, patriotfoods.com. Adam was on the program with me. He started this company called Patriot Foods, U.S.-only produce brand. U.S.-grown and harvested produce only, supporting local farmers. And every time they make a sale, they give a donation to a military family in need. It's a great idea. Locally sourced, helping local farmers. And then part of the money goes and the proceeds go to help military families. I mean, it is a fabulous idea. And it's called Patriot Foods. You can find out more at patriotfoods.com anywhere in America. Shipping, by the way, is free. Shipping's free. The produce is first class. They're in Kroger stores and Meijer stores. And now on your doorstep, if you'd like, at patriotfoods.com, check that out. And while I'm at it, I want to bring your attention to Yellow Grade. Because for years, you know, when I was going to school, you heard the term yellow journalism. Yellow journalism. It was a big deal, 1890, 1900, 1910. But how is what was happening then any different than what you see now? With all the garbage being pumped out by the New York Times and the Washington Post and others, putting out stories that are discredited time and again. The Steele dossier, for example. The Russia probe and Russia meddling. They handed out Pulitzer Prizes for this work that turned out to be based on fiction and garbage and not real reporting. Not real reporting, but fiction writing. I mean, it's shameful to yellow journalism. Honestly. And the problem is, you're getting hit from it all directions. It's coming every day. And you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. It's this garbage. Well, maybe you didn't, but maybe you do now. Here's why I say that. YellowGrade.com is a place that you can go. An aggregate news source. And you can grade the news that you have a chance to read and evaluate on a scale of 1 to 100. You read the article and you say, gosh, you know, I think that's right. Or I don't think that's right. And you grade it yourself, what your impressions are. Whether it's the New York Times or the Washington Post or SteveGruber.com. Wherever you see the article, whoever the author is, whether it's somebody there or myself, you can grade it. Gruber, you're off the mark here. Gruber, you're spot on, whatever it may be. YellowGrade.com. Absolutely free to use. No charge to you. All you have to do is use your voice and grade the news that you're reading. Little pitch for you right there. Former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates tried to dodge hard questions on Capitol Hill yesterday. Put on the spot a little bit by Senator Lindsey Graham, but not really. Not really. The most difficult was her trying to explain the use of the fictional Steele dossier that I just mentioned to sign the FISA warrants that enabled the United States government to open investigations into the Trump campaign, none of which you ever would have learned about if Donald Trump hadn't been elected president. None of this darkness and dirty tricks and dirty dealing would you have known about if Donald Trump had not been elected president. I want you to hear this from Lindsey Graham and Sally Yates. It's bite number four. Bite four. Go.
We're talking about using a document that came from a Russian subsource to get a warrant against an American citizen repeatedly that was full of garbage. Does that bother you?
Well, I'm not sure that
does it bother you that the FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice and the FBI regarding the Carter Page warrant application?
Senator, I believe that the Department of Justice and the FBI have a duty of candor with the FISA court.
Do you believe they fulfilled that duty?
No, I do not believe that they did. I think that there were.
As a matter of fact, you signed that warrant application in October and January. Is that correct?
That's right.
Knowing then what you know now, would you sign that application?
Senator, I would never sign any document.
So I take that to be no, because that document was a fraud. Is that a fair statement? If you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have signed it?
I wouldn't sign anything that I knew to contain errors or omissions.
Well, did that contain errors and omissions?
Yeah, and I would never knowingly sign a document. Right. I didn't do that in the 27 years.
I believe you didn't know.
Yes, he lets her off the hook.
Wrong. The question is, if you had known, you wouldn't have signed it. Is that correct?
No, if I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed it.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that you lied to the court. I'm saying you signed something that was a lie and you didn't know it.
And there he lets her off the hook completely. Oh, you just didn't know it. Come on, Lindsay. Why are you giving her the escape hatch like that? Because Josh Hawley did not of Missouri. He said, we're left to wonder who's responsible. Somehow or another, a secret federal court, was actively misled, lied to, presented with falsified evidence, but nobody in the chain of command is to blame. Incredible, isn't it? We need to get to the bottom of this and quick. John Durham needs to do his job. And soon. It's Thursday, the 6th of August. We'll check in on sports after the break.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.